is going to be wearing all black, black long gun, black tactical helmet, a black mask, possibly wearing a tactical vest and jeans.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to the channel. And today we're going to be talking about these audio recordings that have recently come out. And this one I found interesting. This is someone calling into the dispatcher, and she is repeating what supposedly a person who assassinated Charlie Kirk was wearing that day. And let's just say it's completely different than what Tyler Robinson is wearing. Now, guys, before we get into this, you need to stay with us because the other recordings are also weird as well. But before we get any further, please hit that like button, comment, and share this out to everybody.
So we've got several videos and audio clips, and we're just going to pick through some of this, I don't want to call it evidence, but some of these things that are coming to the forefront right now, and we're going to analyze them and see if they fit.
Yeah, we're going to go ahead and play that one that we played at the beginning of the video. Again, let's go ahead and listen to it.
She's going to be wearing all black, black long gun, black tactical helmet, a black mask, possibly wearing a tactical vest and jeans. She's going to be wearing all black, black long gun, black tactical helmet, a black mask, possibly wearing a tactical vest and jeans.
Now, I'll say this. The only thing that fits that we know about this event is the long black gun. Everything else doesn't really fit that. Yeah, he was wearing a black shirt, but not black tactical gear or a black helmet. He was wearing a black ball cap. So a lot of this stuff doesn't really match what we know about person who assassinated Charlie Kirk.
Yeah, and the black mask is something I keyed in on right away, like, because she could be misidentifying a police officer, you know, beginning his investigation, I thought. But as soon as I hear that they're wearing a black mask, that just doesn't comport with law enforcement. So she's either wildly misseeing, you know, misidentifying what's going on, or something not right she saw, you know, or she saw something that's totally not right.
Yeah. The other thing also, it's on a different building too. It's on a building that's a little closer to Charlie Kirk than the one that Tyler Robinson was on. That's what I've heard. The other thing also that I found interesting is there was only police in plain clothing there at the time when the shooting happened. So I don't think a police officer would get on the roof with a black mask and tactical gear to look what was going on the roof until after they got there. They didn't get there until about almost 5 to 10 minutes later after the shooting happened.
Yeah, it doesn't make sense. It doesn't fall in line with even the timeline that we know right now. I wonder what she saw. And that's really interesting.
Yeah. All right, now we're going to go to this other audio recording. And in this one, it's the FBI ordering local police to not interview witnesses. This is weird. It's 48 seconds long. Let's go ahead and listen to that.
Just 10-14. I'm still about 15 out. But the one day unit that's going to be up there to interview, as per FBI and FBI, we've been given clear direction not to interview. Confirming negative interview until they get there.
140, we were not going to interview. We are just arriving now.
Copy that.
Building 151. This was relayed by Salt Lake. They're advising a complainant called 911, and he was stating there's an APB out on him for the shooting at UVU. He's now pinging at the Urban Pioneer Cafe at SMBB break.
I was just told that the FBI wants you to stand by there with him, and they're on their way to you. Thank you. And that came from the agent that's leaving Provo PD right now.
So that doesn't wash with any criminal investigation I've ever heard of in my entire life. I've never heard, don't interrogate or don't talk to witnesses. In fact, that's the exact time that you want to be looking for witnesses, because they may leave and you might not get a chance to talk to them. And they may have seen something, or they may have recorded something on their phone that could be pertinent to the investigation. So, Matt, this is exactly the opposite of what I would expect.
I agree with you. I can only think of one reason why they want to do that. And that is because they want to control the narrative that's on the ground at the time. And they don't want the police involved in that narrative in order to make sure there's not a issue with their side of the story and the FBI side of the story. They want to be a congruence of their truth. So I definitely see a potential of a conspiracy here, in my opinion. That's if this audio recording is actually real. We need to preface that. This might actually be something AI generated. But let's just say everybody's talking about these videos, and we're going to go to this next one now, where it has to do with the autopsy of Charlie Kirk. Let's go ahead and listen to that one.
So I did do the request. They emailed me back. He did not go in for an autopsy. The death certificate was signed by the doctor at the hospital.
Oh, okay. Can you just do a field clip documenting that?
I'm sorry, 10-9?
Can you just add a step to the case documenting that there was no autopsy?
287, off the clear of the hospital.
I need an officer at Timpanogos Hospital to come stage in the emergency room bay.
Jesse just told me that he just got on the phone and Charlie's wife is coming to signature and they're bringing a car over here for a right now.
Charlie's wife is coming to land at signature, he said?
Sir, and Jesse's going to go to Duncan right now and pick up a car for her.
Okay, I'm a little confused because that's what Corey just said. They said they're landing at Duncan, so I don't know where they're landing, but we will just kind of play it by ear, I guess, best that we can.
Now, I don't understand why there wouldn't be an autopsy. This reminds me a lot of JFK, like the body's immediately flown to Washington, D.C. By law, Texas should have done an autopsy there and then before they ever released the body. But the feds came in and took possession. That's what happened here. The feds came in and took possession of the body. And the law was violated in Utah. I mean, they needed to do an autopsy. A lot of the issue we're having right now is we do not have an autopsy report. So everything is a guess.
Yeah, everything is a guess, and it's just not congruing as facts. When it comes to Utah has several different reasons why they require a autopsy be done on people when they die. And I'm going to bring those requirements up. Let me go ahead and bring them up.
So when we look at this here, there's at least 11 on this page. And number one is, was it by violence, gunshot, voting yourself off the island, or accident? Number two is, was sudden death while in apparent good health? And number four is, occurred under suspicious or unusual circumstances. So, I mean, we could have read through the rest of them because this would meet many of those standards too. He should have had an autopsy.
That's if, like I'm going to say again, that's if this recording is real. We just don't know because there's a lot of disinformation out there. Not only that, I think there's a lot of deep state actors that are putting out there stuff that's not true in order to try to have different narratives of what might have happened to Charlie Kirk. And some of them, in my opinion, are probably coming from the left because they like this kind of stuff. They like this kind of infighting about, no, it came from the back, came from the front. You know what? I'm at the point, does it really matter where it came from? Not really. What matters is what's true and what's not. Was there an autopsy? We don't know. Was there more than one shooter? We don't know. Was it done by 30-06? We don't know. The fact is, when it comes to the picture of the gun, that's not the actual gun he used. That's another thing that's a big deal about this. So I want to find out all that stuff before I figure out what direction the bullet come from. You know, that's because you know what, the autopsy and everything else will tell you where direction that bullet came from.
That's exactly right. The autopsy will show you the route the bullet traveled and explain a lot. And so everyone knows, like, we're looking at what everyone's talking about, all of these main theories, and we're trying to bring a little sanity to this. there is so very little that we know for certain. And that's partially because they're going to try this in court at some point, and they're not going to show their hand, especially to the public, and help the defense out. Not at this point in the process anyway. So what we're doing is we're trying to throw out these theories that are getting millions of views and look at them rationally.
Yeah, I agree with you. The other reason they might not be releasing it is because they don't want to taint the jury pool. And that's a big issue as well. Judge Joe Brown brought that up. That's the reason a lot of this stuff is not probably going to come out until the actual trial happens. So we might have to just wait till then. But guys, this is the end of the video. But before we end it, I want to advertise to you guys about what the next video we're going to talk about when it comes to Charlie Kirk. Now, this one has to do with the claim that the microphone picks up two different gunshots as Charlie Kirk was assassinated, just 0.7 seconds apart. Now, guys, we're going to go ahead and look into that and see if that's the case.
Yeah, so that'll be tomorrow, and I'm sure we'll look at a couple other little things to do with the case, too, so it'll be an interesting video. We thank you for joining us. Have a wonderful day.